hundreds rallied outside the State House calling for stricter gun control. Several in attendance had lost loved ones to gun violence. They wore pins showing the faces of the deceased. Mary Kay Mays lost her daughter when a gunman opened fire in a Northern Illinois University classroom. The recent high school shooting in Florida happened on the 10th anniversary of her daughter's death.
We are piling anniversaries of mass shootings on other mass shootings' anniversaries. How many other countries can say that?
Advocates focused on one measure they want to see passed in particular. It's an idea that has been floated unsuccessfully for over a decade and would require gun dealers be licensed. They say that would make them more accountable. Not everyone agrees with that approach. Here's Savannah GOP Representative Tony McCombie.
Guns do not kill people. People kill people. This bill is not going to change that.
Instead, many Republicans and some Democrats say the proposals are ill-considered and were put together too quickly. They argue the rights of law-abiding gun owners could be infringed. But two high-profile voices of support for gun control made the trip to Springfield from Chicago.
And so I urge the General Assembly, in a bipartisan way, to listen to the voices of our young people.
You know, and it's just time that we stop talking about this stuff and actually do something about it.
That's Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, and before him, Chicago Cardinal Blaise Cupich. Both say action must happen within the state while federal leaders mull over what they will do. Governor Bruce Rauner wasn't on hand, but he said he thinks any regulatory changes should happen at the federal level. Seven different gun safety measures were slated for votes, but only a few actually advanced, including one to prohibit anyone under 21 from purchasing so-called assault rifles. I'm Daisy Contreras. Sam Dunklaw picks up the story in the Illinois House, where most of the action took place.
Lawmakers debated for several hours while mothers from the earlier rally looked on from the gallery and cheered. Some ideas have broad support. Republican Representative David Harris of Arlington Heights favored a bump stock ban, saying the device's ability to make a rifle into an automatic weapon makes it too dangerous to be legal.
It ought to be banned in Illinois, and this is our chance to do it.
Last fall, the shooter in Las Vegas used a bump stock. Still, the attempt to pass a ban on it in Illinois failed to get enough support in the House back then. This time was different. Regulating gun dealers is also an idea that's been considered for years without getting approval. After sparring back and forth on it for 2 hours, the vote was in.
With 64 voting yes, 52 voting no, and 0 voting present, Senate Bill 1657 is declared passed.
Of all the gun legislation under consideration, that proposal is the first to go to the governor's desk. While some other states are considered better strongholds of the gun rights lobby, in Illinois, it's been able to fight off many past attempts at gun control. Yet the shock of the Florida school shooting and advocacy efforts that have followed appear to be resonating in many state houses. In Illinois, supporters of gun control say they've made it clear they won't settle for partial victories, and say those who don't go along will pay a price in the election.
Throw them out!
I'm Sam Dunklaw.